This was 88, 89.
All right.
Yeah. So I guess
you were 13.
Yeah, you read comics, didn't you?
Yeah, but I wasn't reading Epic comics. I was reading superhero comics.
These were superhero comics.
I didn't know. Yes. Sorry.
The Shadow Lion Saga books were a...
Holy detour.
Oh, my God. I have to explain this, though. They were Archie's attempt...
I'm going to cut all this out.
I'm going to say it anyway. This was Archie's attempt to maybe to even to placate the higher-ups by creating a non-creator-owned line of books for Epic, because that was Epic books were all creator-owned.
Sure.
If you didn't know that, they were early, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Everybody knows that.
Everybody knows that.
Powerline, we don't know.
No.
I was basically reading Power Pack, not Powerline.
No, Shadowline. There was one of the books was called Powerline.
Okay.
There was three titles, and they were...
I'm not cutting any of this now.
They were...
This is all too
they
good.
They were interconnected universe called the Shadowline Saga books, and they were about a bunch of... It was like concurrent history where these superpowered beings have always been with us, but in the shadows. And until one of them, which was like the dark Superman character, Dark Dr. Zero, who's this big Machiavellian, you know, he's got his fingers in everything bad. He comes out as a Superman-type character and sort of outs the Shadow Dwellers.
Right? Got it.
And then everything changes from there. So the three books were Dr. Zero, Powerline, and St. George. Klaus drew St. George.
Got it.
And he got really into it. And it was a really good book. And people should go back and read it because it was awesome.